We all know people who say one thing and do another, who claim to be one way and yet in their life they live another way, who make promises that they do not keep. I know I've done some of that in my life, and you probably have too. It's sort of the human condition, isn't it? But when God comes and changes our heart and we decide to follow Jesus and the grace of God comes upon us and His Holy Spirit is active in our life, Jesus expects us to do the will of the Father. Listen to what He says in Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 21st verse. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. You see, the primary thing with Jesus is your character, that you are a person that follows Jesus Christ in your life. And just because you claim the name of Jesus, and maybe you've done a lot of wonderful ministry, if you don't have that relationship with Jesus Christ, and you're not following His commands, and you don't have faith in Him, and you don't love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength as He commanded, and your neighbor as yourself, you see, those are the things that Jesus will look at on Judgment Day. Grace and not works. Faith and not qualifications. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you are all wise and knowing. I could never fool you. I could never say I love you and you would not know whether it was true or not. I could never present an image to you that you could not see through. So, Father, I pray that you would help me abandon all pretense. Help me not to be depending on the work that I do or the ministry that I do for my salvation, but rather depend on your grace. And I pray, O Lord God, that you will help me prove my faith and show that there is grace within me and that I do your will in my life as much as I'm able to discern it. In Jesus' name, amen.